I'd like to continue in this theme of the Lord restoring to himself his own. We've spent some considerable time this morning considering and seeing the heart of Mary and her love for her Lord. In fact, I just say that in verse 15, when speaking to the supposed gardener, she doesn't even name him. She just says him, because there was no one else that there could be a subject that would be before the heart of any that would be worthy for conversation. It was just him. He's the only one. He was exclusive in her heart, preeminent in her heart's affections. But now the heart of the Lord Jesus. And I'm thinking now to go to verse 19. As our brother Hadley brought us there, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. If we go back to John chapter 12, the Lord there speaking, he says, except a grain of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. There were the many that the Lord came to seek and to save and to bring and restore unto himself. He had begun, as we've heard, Mary, the first one who saw the Lord in resurrection. Go, tell my brethren, the first time he uses this expression of relationship in speaking about his disciples. Every time before, if we read through the Gospels, we'll find that he refers to them, John 17 is a place, for example, his own. Or he would refer to those who were his friends. But now when we come here, into John 20, in resurrection, the Lord would speak of them as my brethren in relationship. Relationship that didn't exist before. Now on the grounds of the righteous work of Christ come forth in resurrection. And except a grain of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. This is the heart of the Lord Jesus. There was the desire to have others with him, to draw out those who were lost, bring them unto them himself, where he would be the center of their attraction, where he would be in the center of those gathered out unto him, where he would be in the midst and be the preeminent one, where he would be the one who would have all authority, lordship and headship over those whom would be his own. And so he would enter into death, into the grave. Why? So that he might bring forth much fruit. This was the heart of the Lord Jesus in love. There would be many that he would draw to himself. Here were the disciples on this resurrection morning, and it was the first day of the week. And we read, for fear. There was fear in their hearts. And for fear of the Jews, they were apart in the room, in the upper room, alone. And I love that the Lord comes. He takes his place. He stood in their midst. And the very first words that the Lord would communicate unto his brethren as he takes his place in the midst of them, he says, peace. Peace be unto you. Oh, what a word is this. What a word of peace. We read that he has made peace by the blood of his cross. But here comes the Lord Jesus standing in the midst. The conqueror has been slain, and he now comes victorious, and as the one crowned victorious, he would take his place in the midst of his own. And now he can proclaim peace. Why? Peace in two directions. Here was the man of God's counsels, Jesus. He takes his place in the midst of his brethren. But he had satisfied all the righteous requirements of a sin-hating God, and that for sin he has satisfied that question once and for all and made propitiation for us before him, before God. And how did he do it? He came down into the scene taking on a human form. Becoming a man, becoming like you and I, yet sin apart, to become our substitute. He took our place there in order that there could be, where enmity existed between God, righteous, holy God, and sinful, ruined, lost man, that he, the one who stood in the gap and took his place there as man, who could satisfy God because his sinless, righteous life, there he could stand now in the midst of his own, and he could say, peace be unto you. And this is the word that continues to go forth today. It's a word that is for us. Peace be unto you. He has made peace by the blood of his cross, and we have been brought to him, drawn unto him. And this morning we can hear the word of the Lord Jesus as it was given to his disciples on that resurrection morning. Peace be unto you.